Welcome, viewers, to Cinema Scene, where today we have the delight of reviewing three movies based on the books by acclaimed British author Jane Austen. Jane Austen has long been regarded as one of the most prominent English language novelists. Her novels were set in the era in which she lived, and her knowledge of the middle class, gentry, and aristocracy was central to her writing. Jane Austen was able to portray the class distinctions and social etiquette of the times in a characteristically humorous manner. Nearly 200 years after her works first appeared, Jane Austen's novels are read widely throughout the world and have been made into highly successful screen adaptations. Intelligent, imaginative, kind, and witty are qualities that Miss Austen possessed, and this is evident in her writings. Quite unknown during her lifetime, many of her works, such as Pride and Prejudice, Mansfield Park, Sense and Sensibility, and Emma, are now considered literary works of art. This week, we honor the work of this immensely gifted author. We will review three movies based on Miss Austen's books. Sense and Sensibility, her first publication in 1811, Emma, published in 1815, and Pride and Prejudice in 1813. These novels have been made into films, two of them earning prestigious Oscar awards. Sense and Sensibility was released in 1996 by Oscar-winning director Ang Lee. This film won an Oscar for Best Screenplay by Emma Thompson at the 1996 Academy Awards. The green and luscious pastoral surroundings of beautiful England during the 18th century is the setting for this film. Sense and Sensibility tells the story of Eleanor, Marianne, Margaret, and their mother, Mrs. Dashwood. After the passing on of Mr. Dashwood, the four ladies lose their home to John, the son from Mr. Dashwood's prior marriage, and legal heir to the estate in which they lived. This leaves the four women in unfamiliar territory and facing new life situations quite unknown to them all.
Visitor in my own home. It is not to be borne, Eleanor.
Consider, Mama, we have nowhere to go.
Although John promised his father he would provide for his second family, he finds all ways of means and logic to forego that responsibility. Upon the arrival of John and his wife Fanny, the family accepts the situation of moving, and Eleanor proceeds to find dwellings elsewhere. Eleanor, played by Emma Thompson, represents sense and rationality. She is one to control her emotions at all times. Marianne, played by Kate Winslet, is open and spontaneous, a lover of music and Shakespeare. She recites poetic verses and is devoted to the idea of love in the way she imagines it to be. Margaret, the younger sister, is highly spirited and an adventurer wishing to travel the world. Not long before leaving their family home, Eleanor meets Edward Ferrars, played by Hugh Grant, and becomes quite enamored with this timid and unassuming young man. This film is a perfect blend of comedy and engaging drama. Jane Austen was a perceptive observer of human nature, and this is seen in the interpretation of her characters. Her stories are focused on young women of that period who were dependent on marriage for security and social standing. Yet they always followed their hearts and searched for the love of their lives. In answer to their prayers, an extremely vocal and jolly relative, Sir John, comes to their assistance and offers the family a cottage on his estate. This is a big change from the elaborate dwellings they are to leave behind. Shortly after their move, they make the acquaintance of Colonel Brandon, who upon setting eyes on Marian is immediately in love with her.
Sleep is a reconciliation.
Colonel Brandon's unrequited feelings for Marion are an angelic depiction of loyalty and care extended by one person to another. But Marion does not take to the unwavering affection of Colonel Brandon and seeks the attention of a soul more in tune with her poetic recitals of Shakespeare and romantic vision, Mr. Willoughby. As the loves of their lives enter and leave again, we live the characters' heartaches and joys. The viewer is taken into the world of the high-spirited Marion and the reserved Eleanor.
It is not always possible, we must accept. Edward will marry Lucy, and you and I will go home.
Always resignation and acceptance. Always prudence and honor and duty. Eleanor, where is your heart?
What do you know of my heart? What do you know of anything but your own suffering?
Always feeling a keen sense of responsibility to her family and friends, Eleanor continues to place their welfare and interests above her own, much to the annoyance of her expressive sister.
Did he tell you that he loved you?
Yes. No. Never absolutely. It was every day implied, but never declared. Sometimes I thought it had been, but it never was. He has broken no vow.
He has broken faith with all of us. He made us all believe he loved you.
He did. He did. He loved me as I loved him.
Throughout, the caring and unassuming Colonel Brandon remains constant in his attentions.
Had I not from my heart believed it might in time lessen your sister's regrets.
The necessity of finding a compromise between boundless enthusiasm and limiting restraint become the focus of the two main characters, Eleanor and Marianne, as each sister shows their sense and sensibility respectively. They learn from the other the advantage of a middle ground. But will they be able to find the love that seems to have eluded them both?
It is for all of us.
For anyone fond of period drama with a touch of humour, this is indeed a film not to be missed. A superb British cast accompanies Oscar-winning British actresses Emma Thompson and Kate Winslet, with appearances from Golden Globe-winning actors Hugh Grant, Alan Rickman, and Hugh Laurie, with Gemma Jones and James Fleet. We will be right back after these brief messages with more splendid films. You're watching Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television, where we are reviewing movies adapted from the wonderful novels of eminent British writer Ms. Jane Austen. Made into an Oscar-winning production, Emma is a classic romantic comedy, released in 1996 and directed by Douglas McGrath. It is a charming story of good intentions and noble ideals. It takes place at a time when social life was usually limited to local parties, accompanied by much gossip. In this environment, Emma, played by Oscar-winning American actress Gwyneth Paltrow, well represents a British 19th century socialite. Kind-hearted, but highly meddling, Emma fancies herself as master matchmaker in her small community. She sets in motion a list of strategies to find her friend with less social standing, Harriet Smith, the perfect suitor. As a true friend to the family, Mr. Knightley, played by Jeremy Northam, is a confidant to Emma. But as her interest in others' affairs begins to cause misconceptions and broken hearts, he becomes offended by his dear friend's actions. On Harriet's surprising proposal of marriage from a local farmer, Emma manages to influence the thoughts of her less confident companion into thinking she can do better. Emma is kind and offers her help and love to the poor and the sick. Her graciousness and expressiveness is bountiful, but her enthusiasm to see her friend marry correctly proceeds to cause her all sorts of dilemmas.
Lace. Oh, please have the goodness to go on and I will rejoin you as soon as I can.
Well, after having fed her the soup, I lifted her up and carried her to the...
The chair?
Do you mean it?
I do. I swear I do.
Oh, it's too wonderful.
I love.
Can this be the declaration?
I simply love celery root. And what should they be serving but
celery root?
Mr. Knightley is a man of morals. He wonders at the conduct of Emma. Being willing to show her errors to her, he exhibits his sincere care and concern for his good friend.
Her daughter, Emma, has called on Mrs. and Miss Bates. She always shows them such kindness.
No, Father. They have been the ones to forbear and show me kindness.
Nonsense, daughter. The charity that you have given them.
I have given them charity, but not kindness. A virtue which some friends may doubt I still have.
The truest friend does not doubt, but hope.
The depiction of the characters' strength and weaknesses endears them to the viewers of this delightful comedy romance. Demonstrating exemplary decorum, Mr. Knightley is the perfect gentleman and would be thought of by many to be more than a suitable courter. When dear Emma is fast running out of options for her still single friend, Harriet expresses an interest in the highly eligible and most kind Mr. Knightley. For the first time, Emma is then brought to question her own feelings. After being preoccupied with everyone else's, she makes a tangled mess of handling others' romances, and in the process nearly misses her own life's love. Is she to see what is in front of her all along and at last find love of her own?
That was when I knew how superior a man he was.
Good God, this is a deplorable mistake. What is to be done?
Must something be done about it?
Emma is a light-hearted film that the whole family can enjoy. Today's final movie is based on Jane Austen's masterpiece, Pride and Prejudice, and directed by Joe Wright. This film won him a BAFTA Award for Best Newcomer in Film Direction in 2006. Pride and Prejudice revolves around the Bennet family in late 18th century England. Mrs. Bennet has much on her hands to succeed in what she considers to be her life's mission. That is, seeing to it that all her daughters, Jane, Elizabeth, Mary, Kitty, and Lydia, marry proper gentlemen, preferably with fortune. Continuously nursing her frail nerves, Mrs. Bennet is often heard around the house and, indeed, the whole neighbourhood, attempting to organise future husbands for her daughters. This film succeeds beautifully in presenting the romantic entanglements, misjudgments and mishaps that follow as the very well-to-do mix with those less wealthy. when Mr. Bingley, a rich young bachelor, is set to move into a grand estate nearby, this becomes the focus of everyone's world, not least of all Jane's and Elizabeth's. Mr. Bingley is accompanied by a friend, a quiet, proud, and somewhat aloof, handsome young man by the name of Mr. Darcy. Jane Austen manages in her expert manner to illustrate that those considered to be the less affluent are in many ways richer after all.
How good of you to come.
So which of the painted peacocks is our Mr. Bingley?
Well, he's on the right, and on the left is his sister.
And the person with the quizzical brow?
That is his good friend, Mr. Darcy.
This is a story of love and the everyday life of English gentry. Decorum and reputation are of utmost importance in the characters painted. However, this is shown in a light and witty manner through Jane Austen's impeccable writing.
Sir, I am honoured by your proposal, but I regret that I must decline it.
Pride and Prejudice is a romantic tale showing the trials of love. The title mirrors the two main characters, Elizabeth and Darcy, shows how Darcy perhaps would do well to overcome his pride and Elizabeth to restrain from prejudgment towards others. Two souls are destined for each other, but will their Pride and Prejudice stand between them? This production is amazing, and a great credit to screenplay writer Deborah Mogok. Much can be seen in these three marvellous movies. Sense and Sensibility leaves us with the message that while nothing is ever as perfect as it seems, things have their own way of working out for the best. Emma reminds us that a good, honest, and faithful friendship is important for a happy marriage. And Pride and Prejudice speaks much of forgiveness and that judgment of others is not to be desired. Thank you for joining us on Cinema Scene this week. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. May your days be adorned by true friendship and love.
Miss Bennet.
Mr. Bingley.
I was going.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cis.